This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. California, home of the fifth largest economy in the world, is facing a bit of a budget mess. This week, Governor Gavin Newsom unveiled his proposal to patch a $38 billion budget deficit. Another estimate has California's deficit at $68 billion, an all-time record. Even with the economy doing pretty well across the country, California is not the only state dealing with some budget troubles. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Last year, the IRS extended the tax filing deadline for most Californians, basically because it felt bad most of the state had been on fire in 2023. That basically messed up the state's cash flow.
I think it's reasonably fair to say that climate change played a role in the timing challenges of the state's budget shortfall.
Chris Haney heads the California Budget and Policy Center. The Golden State's progressive income tax system depends a lot on rich people's capital gains, which means it depends a lot on rich people's stock portfolios. And while tech stocks have done pretty well the past year or so, there haven't been many new tech stocks.
So when we have a lot of IPO activity and a lot more people getting rich fast, the state's revenue system picks that up. But we had a really significant decline in IPOs over the last year, year and a half.
While the sheer size of California's deficit makes it an outlier, it is by no means alone in its budget woes. Many states' long-standing money problems were papered over the past couple years by $350 billion in federal pandemic aid. Josh Goodman is a researcher at Pew Charitable Trusts.
Illinois or Pennsylvania or New Jersey or Alaska, where, you know, this is really just a return to the story where their spending demands are higher than their revenue.
Other states like Arizona cut taxes the past 2 years, which is hurting revenue now. And because of inflation, that revenue doesn't stretch as far as it used to, especially for employees lured by rising wages in the private sector.
States have had big problems with, you know, having enough prison guards, making sure their school systems have enough bus drivers.
The good news is most states have pretty decent rainy day funds. California will be tapping its break glass in case of deficit piggy bank to ease budget cuts. Richard Auchscher at the Tax Policy Center says all things considered, state budgets are doing okay, which is good news for the private sector, too.
State and local governments spend an incredible amount of money that accounts for a huge chunk of our overall economy. State and local governments employ a huge number of people.
About 1 in 7 American workers, to be precise. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.